I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 3rd, 2026. Dozens of Paducans accepted the Public Service Commission's invitation Wednesday evening to weigh in with their thoughts on nuclear power generation in Kentucky. Derek Operly was there.
Attendees packed three different meeting rooms at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, waiting to offer their thoughts on whether the Bluegrass State should get into the nuclear power game. Many expressed concerns about potential environmental risks, corporate interests, and what they perceive as a lack of transparency regarding nuclear developments that have already been announced in far western Kentucky, like General Matter, the uranium enrichment operation backed by Trump ally Peter Thiel, and Global Laser Enrichment, which plans to build a first-of-its-kind facility in Paducah with a technology that's never been deployed commercially.
How can we know that it is safe if there are no facilities operating currently that are exactly like it?
People in McCracken County are rightfully scared that our modern-day robber barons are paying to change the rules while playing with uranium in our backyard.
That's a big problem that everybody, I think, is pretty much we're all together on, is that nobody knows what is going on here. So that's a big issue.
Some spoke in favor of nuclear power, citing potential for major economic development gains and the technology's capabilities to help fill growing power demands. I'm Derek Operly in Paducah.
The final state budget approved by Kentucky lawmakers threatens jobs and services in the judicial branch. The two-year spending plan provides almost $1 billion to the court system, including a $14 million increase in the first year of the biennium and a nearly $31 million increase in the second year. That's according to a news release from the House Majority Caucus. The budget also offers a 2% salary increase for the judicial workforce. But according to an analysis by the left-leaning Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, the judicial branch still faces a cut of about 7% under the agreement, with a small increase from earlier versions of the budget. Chief Justice Deborah Henry Lambert issued a statement calling the budget disappointing and said it would result in significant layoffs. Lambert previously stated that budget cuts could eliminate specialty courts serving defendants with addiction and mental health issues. The final budget bill now goes to Governor Beshear. Lawmakers will return to Frankfort April 14th and 15th to consider overriding any vetoes. The American Civil Liberties Union is representing an Eastern Kentucky woman who was banned from her children's school in federal court. Shepard Snyder has more.
Elizabeth Jones runs Hillbilly Crime, a podcast and social media page focused on cases like the murder trial of former Letcher County Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins. According to federal court documents, she received a letter from the Jenkins Independent School District in Letcher County accusing her of harassing students in multiple social media posts. The letter banned her from school properties and activities. Corey Shapiro is an attorney with the ACLU of Kentucky and is representing Jones. He says the ban restricts her First Amendment rights.
People have the right to post on social media and take positions or say things. And if it's an open event about which they're speaking or publishing photographs, they have the right to do so.
Jones said in an ACLU news release that she has not threatened or harassed anyone as part of her social media channel and was only sharing her children's activities. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg is thanking lawmakers in Frankfort for their investments in the city through the budget passed late Wednesday night. The General Assembly approved $90 million for downtown revitalization projects. Greenberg says this and other spending will accelerate progress across Louisville.
And it shows how the partnerships that we've built with the leaders in Frankfort can deliver for Louisville families, which in turn moves all of Kentucky forward.
The General Assembly also added a tax break of up to $40 million for Louisville, which Greenberg says will help with the planned renovation of the Humana Tower, which is currently vacant. East Kentucky Power Cooperative may not use eminent domain to take a portion of the Berea College Forest for a transmission line, according to a ruling by Madison Circuit Judge. East Kentucky Power proposed to build the 8-mile line on 15 acres of the forest property in Madison and Jackson counties. In its evaluation of the project, Judge Kristen Klaus said the utility followed sound engineering practices but failed to gather community input. The 9,000-acre forest is open to the public and used for both recreation and research. Klaus said East Kentucky Power selected the transmission route without considering any of those factors, treating it no differently from an empty field or a parking lot of a dollar store. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.